Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Since Level 5 restrictions came into force at midnight, all non-essential retail outlets are required to stay closed. But the Department of Business and Enterprise have already received multiple complaints today from smaller retailers complaining that large multiples are operating as normal and selling everything today. Fergal Keane has been looking at this and he joins me now. You've been out and about today, Fergal.
Went on a bit of a tour today, prompted by a meeting that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had with the retail industry yesterday evening. And in that, he's also, of course, Minister for Business. He told them that multiples, that's the big chains, selling items deemed to be non-essentials. Mm-hmm. They would have to separate and close those areas of the shops which had the non-essentials, and they were not to be put up for purchase then. Now, I spoke to several people who were at that meeting last night, and they told me that he had been pushed by several small retailers who said that the large stores who were selling food, that they had flouted the rules in the last lockdown. They were selling everything earlier this year. Yeah. And he gave them reassurances that that wasn't going to happen again, that the regulations would be checked and that they would then be enforced.
But is it clear now what's essential, what's non-essential? In like Flynn is Pat Doyle, who texts you to say, can you please explain or discuss how many businesses are now deemed essential and are open? A florist, a bookstore, a furniture store. This makes a mockery of Level 5, he says.
It does. And I jump forward then to just a piece I have, a clip I have here. I spoke earlier today to Damien O'Reilly. He's a retail expert in the Technical University of Dublin. He went and checked all this for me, and he told me today what was the difference between essential and non-essential.
I think the guidelines are fairly clear from the Department of the Taoiseach in that for Level 5, outlets selling food and beverages, for example, on a takeaway basis, supermarkets are allowed to operate. But retailers that have a mixed retail offering, food and non-food, they should have discrete spaces for essential and non-essential, and should make arrangements for a separation of those two if that's what they're involved in. If they're involved in mixed retailing, so they should separate the two areas. Shoes are non-essential, clothing is non-essential, DIY is non-essential, unless it is actually for something that is essential. But when I say DIY is, updates to your house or decorations or anything like that, DIY items are not essential. Clothing is non-essential, footwear is non-essential. So all of those items are non-essential.
And when I separate those one from the other, separated means not for purchase.
Well, the retailers should make arrangements for the separation of the relevant areas within their stores, so that people should not be able to shop in certain areas of the stores. If we sell food and we sell clothing on the one hand, which many of the big retailers do, is that we should have separation of those two areas, and we should only sell in the essential area and not in the non-essential. The retail offering should have discrete spaces for essential and non-essential retailing, and the retailer should make arrangements for the separation of these two areas.
So that's Damien O'Reilly. There you go, Pat Doyle. That's your explanation. What did you find that's the theory. What did you find in practice in your world tour of Dublin?
Yeah, business as usual, and just about everywhere I went, I visited a little store. They were selling power tools, kitchen appliances, toys, all the usual, no separation. I queued up with all the other people and went into an Aldi store where they're having a toy sale. Didn't buy toys, but people were buying toys to beat the band. Business as usual there. Then I went to Dunn Stores in Cornell's Court. That's one of their biggest shops in the country. It's also probably their flag store shop. They have a very large home section and clothing section there, and today, again, business as usual. You could buy clothes, haberdashery, anything they sell normally. The staff were even stocking the shelves of Christmas decorations and people were buying them. So then there's no indication actually that they've gone to Level 5 at all there. I sent a series of questions to Dunn Stores this afternoon, but they haven't replied. But then I also passed a couple of garden centres that were open, Woody's open, furniture store, all of them open. And then finally I went to a large retail park near us here in Carrick Mines, and there, nearly every shop was closed, except a couple of electrical retailers who seem to be doing click and collect, but everyone else is closed.
So it's Level 5 in some places and not others. There's no uniformity here.
it seemed to me that retailers were taking a chance. You know, they'd open the individual people, and if they got closed down, well, that's the way it went.
And briefly, you were in contact with the department?
I did. The department spokesman said that essential retailers were reminded of the need to be fair to non-essential retailers, meaning that they should only sell items which fall in their remit as an essential retailer, meaning food and that kind of thing. And they then said that the major multiples had, meaning people like Dunnes, had undertaken to comply with level 5 requirements, and that there will be ongoing engagement with them to ensure that this is fulfilled.
Okay, Fergal King, thank you very much indeed. I'm joined on the line now by Rebecca Harrison of Fishers in Newtown, Mountkennedy in Wicklow. How you doing, Rebecca?
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. You were at that meeting between retailers and the Taoiseach yesterday, and your shop is closed today. You're adhering to level 5. What arguments were you putting forward yesterday, briefly?
Well, look, I think our perspective as small non-essential retailers, we're not fighting that description. We absolutely are not essential, and we're quite happy to row in with the guidelines that are there. But I suppose we're concerned because, you know, we've complied in every way that we can. There haven't been the outbreaks there. We can conduct business in a safe way with limited numbers, and yet we're being penalised. And if our market share is now being taken by other people, you know, that's a real unfair advantage to the local small businesses that are absolutely doing what we're told. And we have no issue with doing that.
Do you feel you were heard?
I think we were heard, actually. I think it's, you know, the guidelines are there as the piece came in there from the Technical University of Dublin. The guidelines are actually very clear as to what's allowed now and what isn't in every type of retail store. You know, we wanted clarity to make sure that, okay, well, look, you know, and we don't, you know, at the same time, I don't blame anyone from trying. We're all trying to make a living, and I understand people's viewpoints on that, stocking up on things that maybe they are allowed to sell. Yeah. But I think you have to come back to the spirit of what they're trying to do, what the restrictions are in place for, and we just need everyone to play ball with this and to create a level playing field for everyone. And all I will say in a final note is just keep promoting and keep supporting your local businesses, your small businesses. Shop local online if they can. Make the phone call and support where you can.
Okay, look, I think we echo that on this programme without question. Rebecca Harrison of Fishers in Newtown, Mountkennedy in Wicklow. Support them and every local business there. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Fergal Keane.